Psalm 122, A Song of Degrees of David. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together, whither the tribes go up, the tribes of the Lord, unto the testimony of Israel, to give thanks unto the name of the Lord. For there are set thrones of judgment, the thrones of the house of David. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. Because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Hallelujah. Do you love the house of the Lord? Do you love gathering with the saints of God that love his holy name? Do you love singing the songs of Zion and rejoicing in his salvation? Oh, I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. On this earth, when we gather together in the name of Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God, we are the house of the Lord. And we stand within the gates of the true God of Israel, according to his revelation to his 12 tribes. And we stand fast on the foundation of our Lord Jesus Christ and his doctrine, and his 12 apostles and their doctrine, according to the scriptures. And as we stand upon and grow in these truths, the body of Christ is edified, built up as a city, and the whole body is fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth. Just like New Jerusalem. And this body is increased by the edifying of itself in love. Oh, how wonderful is this building fitly framed together, which groweth unto an holy temple in the Lord. The house of prayer, the house of praise, the house of sacrifice, the house of the word of the Lord. This is the house of our Father, and it must be an house of peace. The testimony of the Lord in the new covenant teaches us grace and truth. The holy name of Jesus gives us life and joy. The throne of the Lord teaches us judgment and discernment according to his mighty power and effectual working. But all these things are only possible if his peace dwells within us, keeping our hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Only if we remain meek and lowly and endeavor to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. So let us pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Peace be within thy walls, and prosperity within thy palaces. For my brethren and companions' sakes, I will now say, Peace be within thee. For we shall only prosper if we remain in the unity of the Lord and his Spirit and his Word, so that we might be his people of peace. And yet, let us know and understand that the day will come when God shall gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and in earth. And the dead in Christ shall rise, and we shall be gathered together unto him. And after 1,000 years and his final judgment, shall we all go up to the house of our Father forever and ever. For the holy city New Jerusalem, which is above, shall come down from God out of heaven, and the city shall have no temple therein. For the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. So let us proclaim with joy and thanksgiving that one day we'll be very glad when it's time for us to go into the house of the Lord, and our feet shall stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem, because Jerusalem is builded as a city that is compact together. So because we have this great hope, let us not seek our own gain, but let us lay down our lives for the brethren. Let us live to edify the body of Christ. Let us be led of the Spirit of God to be a faithful member of the house of the Lord, his body, so that like David, we might say, peace be within thee, because of the house of the Lord our God, I will seek thy good. Psalm 122.